Can you have too much Trump?
Hello, and welcome to the Prickly City Podcast for February 20th, 2017. I'm Janine Fadich, and here is your host and the creator of Prickly City, Scott Stantis.
I like the dramatic build-up to the date.
Yeah. No, the intros...
Today's President's Day.
The intros are getting longer and nicer. Like, I really start to feel that you know... intro mentality, the announcer mentality there.
We're recording this on not my President's Day. I want to go off on a tangent.
Stretch it out.
I do want to go off on a tangent. Not my President's Day. You know what? To hell with it. Seriously. The guy won the election, okay? I don't like it any more than you do. I really don't. But I've always said I hated it when they said not my president, when it was the right was saying it about Obama. I hated it when they said it about George W. Bush. He or she, whoever wins, is our president. That's how this works, folks. So... But anyway,
that's democracy.
We're having the Not My President Day march somewhere. This you're here.
Yeah, I know.
Here.
I'm in the aquarium. it's somewhere. It's around.
you sound like my kids. It's somewhere.
I know it's around this area.
Yeah, here in Chicago. A beautiful day. Walked over here in shorts.
Yeah, it's amazing.
People
outside.
Ask me to put long pants on the way over, but I was wearing shorts. It's nice. Hey, listen, thanks for tuning into this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast. Janine's giving me the stink eye already for let's keep things moving.
Yep.
Okay.
Moving on.
This week's edition of the comic strip talk, Trump shows up and redesigned
Jeff,
the character.
Would like to know about the change in the drawing.
Well, a lot of the characters, I almost have none of the characters are human form. I had... President Trump and had some other people who are kind of off screen. You don't actually see them. And I thought, I want to have this guy and I want to fully flesh out the character of Donald Trump. So he's a skunk. And so I just decided, well, put the skunk face on it and just put the hair on and we'll be done with it. Because you know my feelings about this guy. And, you know, the week it starts with him losing a thumb war to Carmen. And in his reality, he won bigly. And so he just goes on and then he talks to, she goes on to later in the week. Did I skip anything? Did you want any more comments on the skunk thing?
Nope, that was the only one.
All right. Later in the week, Carmen, is talking to Winslow and about, it's crazy talk that, you know, she's disappointed in the result, but this is how it happened. And she talks about how she voted for Gary Johnson and how Winslow thinks she's crazy for doing that. I stand by that vote. I'd vote for him again. Could you imagine if he'd won?
Didn't happen. Wouldn't have happened. But yes, you get a lot of heat for that.
Do I?
Yes.
What if, like,
but
what?
I don't have any heat.
No, you
right
don't have to read it directly.
The...
You can paraphrase.
Just that it's your fault. Because
it's my fault?
Because you voted for Gary Johnson and you bashed the Hillary character. So Trump is on you, baby.
In the Trump character.
No one remembers that part or cares about that part.
Good luck. I can't win. I just can't win. So, yeah, so she goes on to near the end of the week. And I've used this trope a number of times that as crazy and bad as things seem, Winslow still loves Carmen. Carmen still loves Winslow. And that's what's really important. And the last part of the week, I really liked this gag. It's subtle. You have to read it and you have to know where the sun rises and sets. Now, Janine and I are married to each other. We're not early risers. So I'm told the sun rises in the east. Is that
I've heard?
Well,
I've
you work.
Heard that, yeah. No, and I've seen it before. Late. Actually, you're right. I have seen it happen.
One or two.
Have we? No.
Yes, we have.
Okay, that's just the fake news, right there. Anyway, so they're looking at a sunset. She says, "You know, as bad as things can get, I still love watching a sunset." He goes, "Does it bother you that we're looking east?" But I don't get it because it sets in the west. Boom. Anyway, and I wrote one of the best lines I think I've written in the, how long has it been going on now? 12 years?
Around that.
11 years of the doing Prickly City. And Winslow wants to fly. That's his dream. He wants to fly. He tries all sorts of contraptions and all sorts of ways. Because I want to fly and a butterfly flits by. He just looks at us and he just thinks to himself, butterflies are jerks. I don't know why.
I like that.
That line just made me giggle.
Yeah.
It's kind of mean.
They are jerks.
They're pretty.
They flit around. No, they're pretty because they know. They go, huh, look what I can do. Huh.
Right. They flaunt their prettiness right in front of you.
Yes,
constantly.
Exactly. Exactly.
They're prettier than you are.
Yes. Just like those.
And they have to go through that whole process of being caterpillar first. I mean, that's just crap.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
Just be a caterpillar or be nothing.
Right. Yeah. You don't have to transform halfway through life.
So anyway, that line, that goes through the week. I did want to talk. I'm going to get a little heavy here for a second, and then we can take some more comments. And I'm going to have to open up my phone again. A fella whose name I don't have because I'm a bad person wrote a piece this morning for Medium.com about Orwell and how his essays. And I'd forgotten how great his essays were. Have you ever read Orwell? Anyone?
1984 and Animal Farm.
Yeah, I've done those
but
things.
Not
his essays. He's amazing. Listen to this quote. This is wonderful. It says, because he belonged to the 19th century and to a non-military nation and class, he was and still is quite incapable of understanding that nationalism, religious bigotry, and feudal loyalty are far more powerful forces than what he himself would describe as sanity. Creatures out of the dark ages have come marching into the present, and if they are ghosts, they are at any rate ghosts which need a strong magic to lay them. The people who have shown the best understanding of fascism are either those who have suffered under it or those who have a fascist streak in themselves.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I just, that one line about the ghosts marching, you know, medieval ghosts, creatures out of the dark ages have come marching into the present. I couldn't write it better. And seeing as he's, you know, viewed as a genius, I probably won't.
Right. No, it seems like he predicted a lot of things.
Yeah.
Right.
So what kind of comments do we have this week? I know people are ticked that I'm just taking off on Trump.
You're talking about Trump a lot. And like we said, some people like it, such as Bindi, who writes that I was wrong about you, sort of. Before the election, for years before the election, I hated your Chicago Tribune political cartoons, your right-wing takes on everything I lean left about. Prickly City was fun to read, but, well, prickly. But now that Trump is in office, I love Prickly City and I love your anti-Trumpness. Congratulations. I realize we are not on the same page politically and probably never will be, but when I read it now, I get this silly grin on my face and can mentally pump my arm in the we can do this move and say yes.
Oh, that's sweet and maybe insulting.
Maybe, but you have other people who have also said that, but you also have people who don't like it.
Oh, God. Like who?
Like Yuvan Rutas, who says more Trump bashing, yawn, and S.R. Cowden, who is so sick of the never-ending political bashing in my daily comics. Not what I'm paying for. Although, that is what your comic strip is. It is,
that is
political
what you're paying
and
for.
Always
if you're buying
has
the paper,
been.
If you're buying the paper for Prickly City, that is what you're paying for. Just want to bring that up.
And Ms. S.S. said, this used to be a good comic strip. Is it funny to disrespect the president every day of the week? Stantis has a lot of competition ridiculing Trump, and it gets pretty old quickly. Tear down our president, tear down our country. And Genome Project agrees, says, you're right. The cartoonists don't need help. Don't need to keep reminding us the prez is doing a fine job of tearing down the country all by himself. Write about something else.
Well, interestingly, sometimes when I write, I get stuck. And I just need something to kind of kickstart the thing. And Janine had mentioned these comments. Obviously, we talk to each other because, you know, we're married to each other.
I've heard.
And so the opening line for the week I'm writing right now is, you know, you've been really depressing lately, Carmen. I think, yeah, I have. I'm depressed. I'm sad about the state of the nation. I'm sad about the state of the presidency. This guy is a nut. I mean, we just had a weekend where he mentioned that horrible attack in Sweden. Which you have to go, and I'm watching it going, what in the name of everything that's holy is he talking about? And it turns out, and his excuse is lame. His excuse sucks. His excuse is, I saw it on TV. Oh my God. Really? I mean, really? Really?
President of the United States.
Yes, the guy who has access to information, deep information that you and I will never ever see.
Right.
But he gets his stuff because he was watching.
Wasn't even the right story. I mean, it's just there's an uptick in crime in Sweden.
Yes, it's not.
And that was what the report was about. There wasn't like a large attack.
Someone posted, in fact, Eric Zorn, who's a columnist here at the Chicago Tribune, posted a meme someone sent to him. It's a flag of Sweden and an Allen wrench. And it's, we will rebuild. IKEA jokes are always funny.
They're great.
They're always funny. So is that it?
No, we have more.
Oh, great.
TRM says, I have no problem with pointing out Trump's foibles. It's just that with such a target-rich environment amongst the loony left, yes, I know that's redundant, it'd be nice to see Stantis lobby a few bombs in their direction, too. Coffee Cup sticks up for you, saying Stantis worked over the Democrats, not the loony left you invented, for years with no complaints from the radical right. Now he doesn't like Trump, and you are all up in arms that he's only reaming the right. And the left is not in charge, so there's little to lampoon.
Yeah, you can't, you know, I've had my conservative card revoked now and my Republican card revoked, and they don't know what to do. I mean, if you talk to my Republican slash conservative friends, they are flummoxed because on the one hand, they're glad they have the White House. That's awesome. They have the Senate and the House. But on the other hand, they got this guy. And, you know, they're, I mean, the smart ones, the ones that I respect, are having a lot of difficulty. It's been fascinating to watch, and I have no idea how this shakes out.
Nope. Well, have to wait and see, I guess.
Oh, God, you sound like an editorial writer. Time will tell.
Well, it will.
It always does, yeah. It's sort of like the phrase I hate the most in this whole wide world is, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of reasons to hate that, but it's just like, really? That's the best you can come up with to describe a situation.
The facts are the facts.
It is what it is.
Not always.
You see and hear what you hear.
Right.
Sorry, I'm just quoting Better Off Ted, which is a show that Craig and I...
It's an excellent show. It's an amazing show.
Yeah.
It's much better than real life right now.
Yes.
Watching Better Off Ted, I would rather live there.
Although, when there's a lot of that that's very relevant when they talk about, like, the people upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
It's all they're talking about upstairs. It's just a sort of nebulous authorities.
Yeah, who are the people upstairs? We don't know.
Are obviously insane. Mm-hmm. What else do we got? Anything else?
You know, I want to comment that a lot of the things that we read were not as nice. There were more negative than positive. Is that something that's typical all the time?
Oh, yeah.
And you find that no matter what side of the aisle you write?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
People usually like to complain more than praise.
Right, yeah. All the people that are entertained right now by the strip seem to write in less often. So I will implore all the listeners who love what Scott's doing to just write a little like, hey, this is great. Thanks so much. Talk to you later.
Send you the love, little heart,
right.
Little emoji.
A little, every so often, just say that people are doing good things.
That'd be nice. Thank you, Craig.
You're welcome.
Yes.
I wanted to say that because I've noticed out of the last few weeks that we've been doing this that we get more negative than positive, and I assume that that's just when people
Is that true? Yeah, it's true. Pretty true. Yeah.
Yeah.
It always has been. I've been doing this for over 35 years, and that's always been the case.
Well, and it's very rare for someone like you to write so consistently sort of on one side of the aisle and then sort of flip to the complete other side of the aisle, at least
I don't
in
see
the
it
opinion
as a
of people.
I don't see it as a flip.
I think
the way I think because I believe it's the most rational and commonsensical way to approach an issue.
Correct. Yeah.
Now,
you're allowed to have thoughts no matter what side of the aisle they fall
right.
on.
Right. But the guy who's in charge now is a nut.
Right.
Well, Kay Starry kind of disagrees with you on that.
Uh-oh.
And she just says that what people don't seem to realize is that about 50% of the people voted for him.
Mm-hmm.
Yet it is the other half that are speaking out. And this half doesn't seem to speak up or out. No one realizes that he does have supporters. And instead, we are made to feel embarrassed and have to hide.
Right. And I also think I have a friend, Dave Fitzsimmons, who's the editorial cartoonist for the Daily, the Arizona Star out in Tucson. And I love the guy. And he's kind of become a hero on Facebook. But a lot of his stuff is just insulting people who voted for Trump. Now, Jeannie and I can say we have friends who we respect and love very much.
Yeah.
And they voted for Trump.
And they're not stupid. They're very smart people.
They're not
they just
racist and not fascist.
Vote for Hillary because they're conservatives.
And they couldn't feel the Johnson.
They didn't want to feel it, no.
No. So,
go ahead. You were saying?
So, I think you lose, if you do nothing but name call, then I agree. I agree with that. Who was that writer again?
Kay Starry.
Kay Starry is absolutely right. And I think I fall into that category from time to time. I try not to, but sometimes it's easy and it's late and I have to write one more gag. So, you know, I'm guilty, but there does seem to be a lot on the left of, and I think that's another. In fact, I just wrote down a note to myself that that's going to be another part of this week's series.
Oh, there you go.
Talking about how they're not attacking this guy the way they should attack him. What's his weakness? The weakness is he's a petulant 5-year-old.
Treat him that way.
And then counter that by saying, what do you do when you have kids? Do you have kids yet?
I know. No kids.
Okay. You want some?
Not at the moment.
Okay.
I'm okay.
Well,
I thought you were giving them out.
When they would go, bah, 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 I don't want to do this. And you know, the first line should be, okay, we want to do this because A, B, and C. We don't play with knives because they can cut you. Mm-hmm. The second and third part is, give me the goddamn knife! But the first part, you try to talk
right,
to a child.
Try to reason with a child.
Right,
first.
And so the left doesn't seem to be doing that. You have Nancy Pelosi in the House, which I think was an incredibly crazy vote for them. I think it was not smart. And you still and now you have Schumer in the Senate, who may be better. Anyway, I digress. Do we have anything else? That's it. So I hit it all. You sure?
That's it.
So I want to thank all of you for listening to this week's edition of the Prickly Seed Podcast. I want to thank WGN Radio and WGN Plus. You can obviously hear us there. I want to thank our producer, Craig Collins, who jumps in now. I love that.
Yeah,
I talk welcome.
A lot.
I like that.
Well, thank you.
We really enjoy your input.
Cool.
So thanks.
You're going to have to turn my microphone off at some point, probably, but okay.
Okay. Well, I can do that right in front of the buttons right here.
Awesome.
Here, watch.
Oh, no.
If you want to keep tabs with Carmen Winslow, go to gocomics.com/prickly city. And if you want, you can leave a comment there. We'll try it. If it's salient and interesting, we'll pick it up and read it on the show. Or you can actually email us directly. We have the technology at prickly city@gmail.com. Again, thank you so much for listening. And until next time.